Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and boy, oh boy, has it been a trip. Last week, we had left for Ohio. We drove 15 hours. We did a church on the 3rd, which I believe was Sunday, and then after that service in Ohio, that was in Brookville, Ohio, we ended up driving back up towards home to Michigan, and we ended up doing an event there, and what an event it was. We did an outdoor event, and the fireworks display was the best I've ever seen in all of my life. But boy, oh boy, what a kick in the pants. A 30-hour round trip for two dates. And every single person that we met and had the opportunity to preach to, we are so grateful for the opportunity. And now we're back in the saddle. As a matter of fact, what we're going to be doing, folks, here. And most people say, Bradley Dean, you're crazy. It's like, yep, I know I am. I'm crazy in love with the one that I serve here. And when I'm saying that, we are out again in 2 weeks doing it all over again. Literally the same, well, practically, I should say. Literally the same states, but we will be in Warsaw, Ohio, that of the up-and-coming weeks. Warsaw, Ohio, and we also will be back at in Michigan. I'm waiting for the date. We just got picked up from Michigan again. Every time we go there, folks, we get more invitations from Michigan that we know what to do with. But again, we're honored. We'll do our best to accommodate. The time before this last time to Michigan, we had 11 invitations to come back. We need to break that down, because if we don't break that down, I'm going to continuously be broke down in the process of what we're doing here, Luke 19:10. I wanted to let you know we do have another Michigan date coming up, and then we're also going to be at the OSA National Event, Foundations of Freedom. That will be in Nashville, Tennessee, July 29th. I will be one of the main speakers there. Looking forward to that. There's supposed to be a lot of folks at this event. And again, I'm looking forward to that time that we're going to have in Nashville. We are going to be in, you know what, I do have one date in Michigan. We got a couple next time we go back. Actually, there's going to be three of them. We're going to be at Corunna, Michigan. We'll be at a church in this particular case. It's going to be a USTPM convention. And then we also will be in Newaugo, Michigan, Bills Lake Baptist Church, another church. And I believe one of those is a constitutional party, and then one's going to be a private event as well. So, again, so much for staying home this summer as much as possible. But, again, this is what we're doing here. Read Mark 16:15 as well. Luke 22:48 when you get a moment as well. Folks, thank you for putting up with me over the last week. We had a couple situations where there was absolutely, and I've not seen it to this degree before, but in three different hotel rooms there was no connection. We couldn't connect. One time we were in Wisconsin on the way out, and in the process they told told us we had to go to one of their sister hotels. Well, as we're driving to find that hotel, I get a phone call from Tim, who connects the show to you, and he says I need a title, not realizing that we were in Central Time Zone and he was in Eastern Time Zone. So it's one thing after another, and then oftentimes when you're doing what you're doing, you're in different states, you're in different time zones. If it's not Pacific, then it's going to be Central. If it's not Central, it's Mountain Pacific, and then you got also Eastern Time Zones. It just goes with it all, friends, let me tell you. But again, this is what we are called to do. Jesus said, I came forth also to preach in cities, other cities as well. In other words, I'm not called to just stay here. I'm called to get out there and go a fishing, right? Remember Jesus said in Mark 4:19, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And that's exactly what we are doing, is we're led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14. Well, listen, I want to show you some things on social media platforms. If you're not on social media platforms, do jump over there really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to see what it is that I caught again this week. And I see it all the time. I just wanted to put a little display on here for you on social media platforms. Also on BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to check this out. You want to talk about pitting one against another? Asian man fatally shot near Philadelphia for driving too slow. Notice who is highlighting the ethnicity, folks, as they call it, the race. And notice how they're pitting race against race to do what? To divide the people. So as you're looking on the social media platform, if not, I will narrate for you. But it's a picture of a black man that shot an Asian man. So what are they doing? They're trying to create domestic insurrection and pit one another against another concerning the Asians and the blacks, right? Well, if that wasn't good enough, just to prove the point, read Mark 3:25, by the way. Also check this out. Portland man charged with hate crimes for punching 5-year-old and her father because they were Japanese. Folks, I mean, is enough enough? I've said this 1.5 million times. If you're truly looking for the answers, there they are. Deal with corruption in the media. Deal with corruption in your government. There ends the problem. But if you don't want to end the problem, this is going to continue on. And I'm not the one giving you the commandments. The Lord is. Why? Because they're dividing one against another for the purpose of conquering. Okay? Here's another one on top of it. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. July 4th is just another date on the calendar for this black woman. I don't care what color you are. The media does. Because all of those little useful idiots, guess what they're doing, friends? They're doing what their master's telling them to do, because they know that if they pit one against another, sooner or later, they're going to divide those people, because people in those particular cases are too ignorant to figure out that they are being used. Because once they're divided, friends, guess what? They're easily conquered. And it's exactly what these people mean to do, and it's exactly what these people are doing, and we have to put a stop to all of this garbage. Now, what I want to do is, when we come back on the other side, I want to get to a couple things that most people didn't even know concerning Independence Day. Let me put a little salt on your tongue. I didn't get an opportunity to do this on Saturday because we had no place to broadcast from, but I want you to listen carefully, okay? Even if it's the day after, it matters not. We need to know the truth. We need to know our history, so therefore we know where we're going, correct? Hebrews 13:7. But listen to this. This is John Quincy Adams, okay? The son of John Adams, the second president of the United States. This is what he said. He said, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior?" Isn't that interesting? And most people thought it was taxation without representation. You are incorrect. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That is the fruit of the ministry. That's how you are supposed to judge us, Matthew 7:16. As are we to judge other men? We are fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to show you a couple things, if you don't mind, friends. I'm trying to do a little catch-up here, but if you guys are on social media platforms, you can check this out. In 2020, we were the official winners for the best video content. And I could name names, but we don't need to do that. Nor do we need the letters of commendation, but it's pretty cool that they thought of us in the process. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is the Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award. Pretty cool. Also want to let you know, folks, you know, I know that Facebook likes to use Snopes as their fact checkers, but you do know that they're a CIA operation, right? They're the same ones that drive the narrative through the mainstream media, and again, they're useful idiots. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, check them both out. And what's interesting is I just seen a meme. I guess my son said it's not meme-y, Dad, it's meme. Sorry, forgive me. Interestingly enough, someone posted that Facebook, having Snopes do your fact-checking for you is like an atheist bearing witness to the Word of God. And that's exactly right, because they are minions, no question about it. And then, interestingly enough, folks, we got this. And again, I'm not trying to show you accolade, but we, the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean, we got billboards across the city, St. Paul and Minneapolis as well. So we're very well involved. We're not just talking. We're not hearers only here, deceiving ourselves. We're doers of the Word, and we're blessed in the process. James 2:14 through 26. But these are some of the accolades that we've received from the city in which we live as well. So I'm showing you this because I thought of it earlier, and it's interesting how much attack or how much we are assailed by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, and as to how they try to discredit us for telling you the truth. Well, the Word of God is not a lie, nor is God a man that he should lie. And it's interesting, the only argument against the Bible, listen to me, bad guys, listen to me, useful idiots, the only argument against the Word of God in which we stand on here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is an unholy lifestyle. So my message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your lies will not stand. Scripture tells us that even those that lie about us, that they shall be condemned, for our righteousness is of the Lord, period. And that's what we stand upon, and that's why we continuously hold to it. And this is what makes us right and others wrong, friends. And that's not an arrogant statement. It's a confident statement, because the Word of God is infallible and it's immutable. Okay? So with that said, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, we follow the Christ here. Now, I want to get back to this, because it was a quote that I gave to you during the last segment, the end of the last segment, which was given unto us by John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, concerning the 4th of July. Now, keep in mind, the Declaration of Independence was written by Robert Livingston, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Roger Sherman. Now, it was complete on July 2nd of 1776, but it was proclaimed on the 4th of July, just so people know. And what's interesting, and I want to get to some of the things that most people don't know, is what's interesting about this, again, we see our father's fingerprints everywhere in this country, is what John Quincy Adams had to say. He said, why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, Savior from our sin, Matthew 1:21, his name is Jesus, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July. He goes on, is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, Jesus Christ? I am so humored. Folks, I've been on the radio for, I got to just sit down and calculate all this. I bet we're going on 18, 19 years of radio. I've been saying 17 years for 3 or 4 years now. But what's interesting to note, folks, is where's the ACLU? We've invited them on the show. Where's the SPLC? We've invited them on the show. Where are those that are for separation of church and state, which does not exist in any of our founding documents? We've invited them on the show. Folks, this ministry, just so you know, I have a whole list. As a matter of fact, I've done a couple articles on them. All these people that we highlight, we give them the opportunity to get on the radio show and answer for themselves. But you would think, for all the times that they've tried to undermine this ministry, that they'd want to get on the radio and tell you about how wrong we are concerning our Christian heritage. But they haven't done that. Why? Because they know what they're telling you is a lie, friends. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. They serve themselves. And it's interesting, many of these so-called atheists, which, by the way, there was no such thing in America during the founding era. Atheism was unheard of, said Ben Franklin. Witherspoon, as a matter of fact, he was the one that said an atheist was an avowed enemy to America. And we know that atheism, what is it? What is it premised on, friends? Idolatry. The non-existence of God. That is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. Ever. I mean, all of this that's been created, it just came from nowhere. And it's, hey, folks, here's the deal. And I'm not going to go there, because he answers my prayers. He is who he says he is. And after every time I preach across the United States of America, I continuously reiterate to people, friends, I wasn't talked into this by man. Just like Paul talked about in Galatians 1. I can't be talked out of my unity, your union with Christ, because man didn't put it in me. Therefore, I can't be talked out of it. Okay? And I wish people would catch on to the fact that atheists, when they want their way, you need to understand that these are the people that are responsible for committing the most heinous crimes against mankind in the history of the world since its very inception. And they spend their whole lives, what do? They spend their whole lives trying to convince everybody else that God doesn't exist. It reminds me of Voltaire. And if you guys know who Voltaire is, if you've done a little homework, Voltaire was a philosopher, but he was also an atheist. And I could pull up more information on this, but the Holy Ghost is leading me right now to answer as to what I have in my heart. He was the one that said he was going to take the 12 stinky fishermen and bring them to an end. As a matter of fact, friends, did you know that during his departure from this world into the hot one in the next, which is reserved for those that refuse Christ, to those that live in their sin? It's interesting that his housemaid had actually seen him call for a preacher before departing this world, this atheist Voltaire. And it's also noted, friends, that she said she never wanted to see another unbeliever die. And by the way, that preacher was never delivered up. And also keep in mind that 50 years after the death of Voltaire, his home was used to reproduce Bibles worldwide. The Lord will always get at the final word, friends, and there's an anointing on this, which means he's bearing witness. He who hath the Son hath life. Friends, there's life in this message because he's bearing witness to it. But folks, we are a Christian nation. Again, most people didn't even know the 4th of July fell to the indissolubly linked with the birthday of that of the Savior concerning this nation. And most people in this country, what do they think? Well, they think that that it's because of taxation without representation. Folks, understand that taxation without representation was 27 grievances given, as was there a lesser reason. As a matter of fact, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27 grievances. It wasn't the first thing. When I was in Michigan, I asked them the question, so what is the 4th of July about? And I had to answer the question because I already knew that most people had been indoctrinated in the indoctrination centers across the United States. Illegally, they have been indoctrinated by the federal government, again, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment. But what's interesting to note is most people say, taxation without representation. You are incorrect. I want to tell you why we separated. And again, folks, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, keep in mind, and I'm going to go through this just a little bit, because I want to get over to blood guiltless before the end of the show concerning the Roe versus Wade baloney that they're selling you right now. Keep in mind the Declaration of Independence is three-quarters of the documentation is what our forefathers would not put up with, and they gave it to their posterity, which is me and you, to teach us through their exhibition, right, through their lifestyle and what it is that they did and what it is that they left to us. And their teachings, friends, as to not suffer the abuses. And why is that? Because they didn't. So why are you, Americans, talking about the 4th of July, a day later? So what? It's okay. People are still out at their cabins. Just went running around this morning for a little bit trying to get caught up since we've been back home. And it was interesting to see all the cars of the people that are still out here. So people are still celebrating the 4th of July. I want to come back and I want to show you the grievances as to why our forefathers separated and what the 4th of July is really about. Okay? And it's important that you get this, friends, because I guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you, friends, that what I'm going to drop on you is the information that you didn't know before you watched this show. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More than 60 million people are at risk for severe storms today across the United States. An 1,800-mile stretch from central Montana to the mid-Atlantic is on alert. Storms will be capable of all hazards, especially damaging winds and very large hail for cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, and Omaha. Illinois police say the alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade just north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. It resulted in the deaths of six people.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire.
Lake County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd. USA Radio News. Sweden and Finland are one step closer to joining NATO.
The 30 NATO allies signed an agreement Tuesday to allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Now the membership bids of the two nations will go to the alliance's capitals for legislative approval. NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on Tuesday.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine in February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The closed-door investigation into the Uvalde school massacre is frustrating residents of the Texas small town. A group of Democratic congressmen are calling on the state attorney general to step in and order the release of government records. The head of the state troopers has said he's open to releasing body camera footage, but that requires permission from the district attorney. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, so we're getting caught up today, friends, as to what we couldn't get to yesterday. And what I want to do is I want to bring you over to the reasons that our forefathers separated in the first place. And we're talking about the 4th of July and the reason of the separation. Really what it comes down to in a nutshell is that tyrant across the pond would not be ruled by God. The same thing that you're seeing in state and federal governments today, friends, they will not be ruled by God because you will not be ruled by God. When you're ruled by God, you're going to hold the devil's feet to the fire. And they will obey one way or another. But let's go to those greater grievances concerning the reasons as to why our forefathers separated. You ready for this? So, abuse of representative powers. Listen again, Americans, that this document, the Declaration of Independence, was given unto us as an example as to what not to put up with. Because our forefathers didn't put up with what Americans are putting up with today. So therefore, it's very un-American. Okay? Greater grievances, 11 times more, was abuse of representative powers. You guys just seen recently the witch governor in New York who was appointed. Folks, their plants is what they are. They're allied in this alliance, this covenant of hell, which will be disannulled. Right? And notice even during the break, friends, what are they talking about? NATO, the United Nations? Folks, this alliance is strengthening itself against you. And what's sad to say about it all is that the American people are waiting to see what the bad guys are going to do next rather than the good guys showing the bad guys what they're not going to put up with next. Right? And drawing the line. But again, like our forefathers did through the Declaration of Independence, what is the 4th of July about? Going on to another grievance, 11 times more was abuse of military powers, 7 times more. in Ohio just this last week, I was talking about, isn't it interesting that there's a new number, there's 900 to 1,000 military bases, U.S. military bases, globally. And it's also interesting to note that when I look at the Constitution of the United States of America, we the people have never delegated authority to federal or state governments to go ahead and take our boys and to go ahead and plant a military base in their countries in a sign of domination. Right? Never. But now there's 900 to 1,000 military bases. Folks, you want to talk about military abuse? And furthermore, if you look at the Constitution, we're not even supposed to have a standing army for more than 2 years. We've had a standing army for how many years? You want to go ahead and kick that one up a notch for you concerning the abuses? Do you know that since we've been a country, friends, 93% of the time this country's been in war? And what are they doing? They're dominating the rest of the world, and we do not have that right under heaven to do that. But that's what your government is doing. Our forefathers want to put up with what you're putting up with, Americans. Okay? Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. Oh, and going back to this witch in New York, you see what she did? The Supreme Court, and this is why you got to slow your roll when you get all happy about what you think the Supreme Court is doing or the governors are doing or your representatives are doing. Just give them a little time, friends, as they say. Give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. And that's exactly what they've done. What did she do? Well, it was reported that there was a victory in New York. The Supreme Court came in and undid everything that the governors in New York have done in the past and in the present. And they said it was unconstitutional, only to find out the next day they said Roe versus Wade was the victory. We're overturning it, right? And then the next day, what did we find out? We found out that there was a bipartisan bill, unconstitutional, though it is, the American people weren't paying attention to the sleight of hand that was taking place. And then after that was done, as they signed a bill to undermine your Second Amendment rights, friends, listen carefully, what do they do? After that was all done and the play was all over, the New York governor comes back in, and interestingly enough, they all came together, and they undermined everything that the Supreme Court allegedly just did for the people in the state of New York. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also interesting to note what our forefathers didn't put up with. You just heard during the break concerning the shooting in Chicago. Folks, I'm telling you, I listen, for people to understand my gifting, I am a discerner. That is my gift. I am a back watcher. I am a warner. That's what I do, okay? And I am telling you, friends, that there's something seriously wrong in this narrative. Look at the timing of this said massacre that took place in Chicago, in the upper echelon, in the suburbs of Chicago. Folks, I'm telling you by discernment, friends, that everything about this has been staged and pre-planned. I'm telling you. And it's a matter of time before we catch on to exactly what is going on over in Chicago. What a convenient crisis indeed, friends. And it's going to happen again. And what's worse, what are they going to do? They're going to get together, all of your said representatives, as they call themselves or like to be called. And what are they going to do? They're going to conglomerate, and then they're going to start to create policies and undermining your Second Amendment rights. Aren't you sick and tired, Americans, of being accused for the crimes of the guilty? And I'm speaking to the innocent, law-abiding gun owners. Yeah, me too. Why do you put up with it? Well, we're talking about the 4th of July, and I'm here to tell you our forefathers didn't put up with it. Our forefathers taught us not to put up with what the American people are putting up with today. Understand that generally stirring up domestic insurrection, who is responsible for creating domestic insurrection, friends? The king was. Friends, you need to understand when you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, conspiracies were all conceived and contrived by who? The kings. And what happened? That's how they could control the conspiracy, friends. That's how they win the day. Just ask Johnson, President Johnson, and those in the military and the CIA, and ask all those corrupt in the FBI during that particular time, and those that helped cover up the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Oh, my goodness. We could do a whole show on that with unbelievable statistics as to how they got away with that one. But guess what, friends? They did, and why? 81% of the American people don't believe the narrative concerning John F. Kennedy's assassination. Why is it then, since November 22nd, 1963, nothing's been done to bring the guilty party to consequence of their crimes? Why? How come nobody's brought them to justice? Because the American people put up with it. And it's also interesting to note that foreigners understood exactly what was happening on November 22nd, 1963, but the American people were completely lost. And yet, Lady Bird comes out, Johnson, she writes a book, friends, and talks about how Johnson knew all of this stuff and saying that that SOB will never embarrass me again 2 weeks before his assassination. And voila, he reverses all of his orders the day after his assassination concerning Vietnam, where they made $2 trillion for the military-industrial complex. When are you going to put a foot down on all of this, friends? Your forefathers didn't put up with it. Okay, military power above civilian power, not supposed to be. Taxation without representation was 17 of 27. And as a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. And what do most people say? Well, they are saying and parroting what it is that their little communist professors taught them to say concerning their globalist masters, right? And what is that? Taxation without representation. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take a friend from, I don't know if this is Bob Tyler, Texas, or Bob, are you calling from Texas? Or Bob, are you calling from Tyler, Texas? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm calling from Tyler in Texas.
Gotcha.
And I just got to say, last week was just the hardest week in recent memory with you not on the air. I just, man, I'm hooked. And
well, thank you, Bob.
In your declaration comments, I tried to answer on Gab to you. And that is the first sentence. And that sentence sets the limits to which man's laws may not infringe. You know, that's creation and the Bible, the laws of nature and nature's God. So,
amen.
And what I'd like to say is the next time you leave, the only place you can go is with Alan Keyes.
Well, we might be there. We might be there, my friend, next month. Or, I'm sorry, at the end of this month. We're contemplating doing that right now. But, Bob, I got to tell you, you just blessed me by saying that. You really did.
Yeah.
And this, if my wife was listening to me right now, she would have took a double take, like, did you just say that? Because that's not like my vernacular. But you really did. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, my friend.
Okay.
Very much. Thank you, sir. We'll do our best to stay on here, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Okay, so folks, let's get to a little bit more of this because I want to highlight what Bob had just said. We all know that the Declaration of Independence, again, going back to who we are and what the 4th of July is all about, it's the laws of nature and of nature's God. Guess what that is extracted from, friends? Scripture. Whoa. Well, if you read the Mayflower Compact, you'll understand exactly where our forefathers got all this information from concerning the architects of the Declaration of Independence and drawing it up for us. Also in the Declaration of Independence, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, rights which cannot be taken away. They're only forfeited, Americans. Why are you Americans putting up with what our forefathers would have never put up with in 100 years? And they showed us. They didn't just talk about it. Another thing that you'll find in the Declaration of Independence, who did our forefathers go to? Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. His name is what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, just like our forefathers had said. And every politician agrees with it. Except the Keith Ellison and the Ilhan Omar, friends, and the 90 Muslims that are infiltrating your government today, because they all swore to God and man with their hand on the Bible that they'd uphold these same laws that they are in fact tearing down. But they appealed to the supreme judge of the world, and listen carefully, in ending the declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of who? Divine providence. Divine providence. See, it's real easy. I'm just reading it for the most part, friends, because most people don't take the time to read for themselves what it is that we're reading off for you today. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just got to tell you, I don't, in all sincerity, I'm searching myself right now as to how to respond to some of the kindnesses that I'm hearing right now. And folks, I got to tell you, I'm humbled in so many different ways. And it really shows me my responsibility before God and how important that you are to Him. That you would say some of the things that you have. And I just want to tell you, thank you. I just want to make sure that you always keep your eyes on Him. Hebrews 12:2. Don't put your... Listen, a man will fail you without fail. Believe me. I mean, that was one of the lessons I learned right when I got into ministry. Is if I ever looked at anybody that was my senior, the Lord would pull the rug. He would let him fail me. And if you look at Paul in the book of Galatians, it's interesting that he talked about how he went to those that were of reputation, and then he said they added nothing to me. And I'm saying a couple different things here, but I'm saying the same things. Keep your eyes fixed on him, because that's where Paul kept his eyes fixed. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. If I move from that, if I slip from that, God forbid, you keep going on with him. Okay, then I'm doing my job. And if I'm working myself out of a job because you are taking this message and you are going out there doing the same thing that we're doing here, I'm doing my job. I'm working myself out of that job. And, again, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much. I'm humbled by some of the comments, Bob and others, even now online. And for the sake of time, we're in the last segment here. I want to bring this to a consummation concerning the Declaration of Independence. I highlighted the best that I could over the last two segments as to what it is that our forefathers did not put up with. I leave the question mark to the American people. Why are you putting up with it? It's as if the American people are sitting around now waiting for what the bad guys are going to do next, what their next narrative is, what their next attack is. And, folks, they're laughing at us every step of the way. And I strongly suggest that we make the same appeal that our forefathers did, because the Lord is not a respecter of persons, friends. And the Bible tells us that it's His good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, but also keep in mind Matthew 11:12 comes to my aid, that the violent take it by force. We must be importunate. We must give forth imprecatory prayers to move forward and win the day, because I believe by the grace of God we can. Hey, folks, after all is said and done with, we do win the day. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the present for our posterity and handing them the baton the way that the forefathers bestowed or handed off the baton to us. We do not have a better example of that than what the Christ has laid out through the patriarchs from Genesis to Revelation and through our forefathers. We have everything that we need. We don't need nothing else outside of the Lord to hear us and to answer us. And as a matter of fact, He even said, "Call on to me." And He said, "I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not." I'll tell you what, that's kept me charged up for 23 years. And when the Lord says, "Come and taste and see that I'm good," folks, when you taste and see that He is good, He keeps you coming back. And that's exactly right. We feed on the bread of life here. Why? Because He fulfills us. He fulfills that appetite. If you're hungry, and you thirst for righteousness, He promised you will be filled. To those that aren't, well, you're going to be left to yourself. And that ain't going to be a good day for anybody. Repent, friends. Repent, Americans, and let's get busy. When you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, I want to just say this. We, the people under God of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, just like our forefathers, what did they do? It is the document that our forefathers established. What did they say? To the U.S. Constitution, establish justice. Americans, you need justice, period. That's what we need. We need justice, and we're not getting justice. We're seeing the wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men are exalted. I just seen someone highlight the fact that the White House is occupied. Oh my gosh, friends. That this nation is in duress. Why? Because a foreigner occupies that White House. He is acting in a fashion that is treasonous to the American people every given step of the way. I'll probably bring it up tomorrow. But Tim Brown, show host, morning show, had sent me some stuff over concerning another individual that Joe Biden recently appointed illegally. And it's a sodomite, and it's one of the sickest things I've ever seen in all of my life. I've seen this individual before, and I'm doing my best to dig it up right now. But it is a man that was appointed by Biden to destroy, of course, because that's what happens when a country's under judgment. God appoints what? Wicked rulers to judge them. And what's interesting, I don't know that you can see this on social media platforms, but it is a man that is a sadomasochist. He's a sodomite. He's a tranny. He is everything under the sun concerning what the definition of abomination is. And he here is cuddling up to a man dressed like a dog. Okay. And then I have another one sent over to me, if you can see this on social media platforms. And he's dressed as a woman here. He's a bald-headed man. But Joe Biden just appointed him, and keep in mind the history of why they're appointed. They're appointed because this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. The SS were masculine sodomites because they would do what they were told, and they were given a free hand to do it. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. The Deputy Assistant Secretary, he was just appointed the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy in the Department of Energy. His name is Sam Brinton. Go online and check this guy out. These are the kind of people that are being appointed over you. Bureaucracies are filled with people such as this. And also keep in mind, friends, this has been going on far too long. I was gonna highlight that too. Now that I'm thinking about it, last week before I left, I wrote an article where I was gonna post it in the local paper, where 150,000 people read it, and it was basically an article of that concerning the people in the state of Minnesota, as well as in the United States of America, with a question mark: why are you celebrating that which God condemns? Why are you celebrating Minnesotans in particular, that which is illegal? And when it was rejected, I called the local editor, and I asked him. He wasn't a bad guy. He kept calling himself a conservative. He wasn't a bad guy. He was just ignorant. And I said, so I'm curious, the month of June has been designated to a bunch of men that want you to believe that they're women and women that want you to believe that they're men, because that's how they act. Romans 1:24. God calls it an abomination. It's against the law in the United States of America. It's still in the books in the state of Minnesota, and yet you don't want to highlight the fact that this is illegal. He said to me, and I've heard it before. He said this to me. He said, I am for free speech, but I just can't have this. He said, this article is very biased. I'm just highlighting Michael Swiss homosexual manifesto, which was inserted into the congressional record back in February of 1987. I said, well, it's in the congressional record. I said, what is it that you need from me? He said, well, you're just highlighting the crimes of the sodomites, the homosexuals. I said, well, it's not the heterosexuals that are designating their own month unto themselves, right? He said, yeah, but there's a lot of heterosexual pedophiles too. And I said, that's not my point whatsoever. And I said, I'm just curious, why is it that you will not publish this in your paper? And I also called the local sheriff, and I asked him the question. I said, according to state statute, and again, knowing what I'm talking about here, because I had it right in front of my face, as do I now, I said, why is it that sodomy is illegal in the state of Minnesota in particular? Statute 609.293-609.342-609.344, sodomy, imprisonment and or fine or both of up to $3,000. I said, why is it that you will not report on this issue due to the fact that in our county, just a couple months ago, there was a man that was sentenced to 125 months in prison for child pornography. I said to him, let it be said that I did my best through your papers to protect our children. And I'll tell you what, his whole conversation changed right there. Because, friends, I'm going to tell you this. When it comes up again and I hear of another crime, I am going to make it known in this county that editor was unwilling to protect those kids. Well, Bradley, that is just outlandish. No. You keep calling yourself a conservative. A conservative is a preservative, and you're getting that from Matthew 5. And we're called to be the salt of the earth. Salt stops putrefaction. That's not what's going on here. So, friends, I'm telling you what. You want to fight with fire? You better do it fighting fire with fire. Because I'm not going to put up with this garbage. I'm doing my best to get caught up. We'll get caught up again a little bit more tomorrow. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.